American whiskey. There are several famous brands of American whiskey like Jim Beam, Southern Comfort, or Jack Daniel's. I think Jack Daniel's is the most famous. Most people only know about the black label Jack Daniel's, and all the t-shirts and magazine ads are of black label Jack. But you can also get green label Jack Daniel's. I think it's less expensive than the black label, but you probably should not drink it. Let me tell you about green label Jack. When I was a teenager, me and Donnie and Mike stole a bottle of green label Jack from the store. There's a saying in English that beggars can't be choosy, but stealers can't either. We would have preferred some good old black label Jack. Black label has a tough cowboy kind of tradition. Black Jack even sounds better. It is also the name of a casino card game. And as teenagers, we wanted to be worldly and adult-like. So we wanted to drink black label Jack Daniel's. I imagined myself walking into some saloon where there were good-looking women everywhere, and I'd walk up to the bar and growl at the bartender, "A shot of blackjack!" Then I'd look over and see some beautiful woman smiling at me seductively. And I'd say to the bartender, "Make that two." And the bartender would hurry to serve me, accidentally spilling whiskey from his nervous fear. Then the bartender would say, "Oh, sorry, Mr. Sinister, have to check on the house, sir." Yeah, that's it. Me and Donnie and Mike wanted black label check. However, when you're in a store and have all of 1 second to grab a bottle and cram it down the front of your pants, you don't care if it's sissy pink label tag. That is how Donnie ended up stealing the green label jack. He was in a bit of a hurry. Donnie grabbed a bottle as I was decoying the clerk with a question. The clerk was telling me I was too young to fill out a job application from a liquor store, while Donnie was shoving a bottle of green label Jack down his pants. You probably think we were horrible boys for stealing, but we were not old enough to buy it. You have to be 21 in America, and we were only 13. Okay, condemn me for stealing whiskey, but let me tell my story. We stole a bottle and buried it in a hole we dug next to a tree in the woods. At 13, a bottle of whiskey really is like buried treasure. I think we even drew a secret map to our hidden treasure, and we carved an X on the correct tree. A few nights later, we told our parents we were going to the roller skating rink, and instead, we used our map. Of course, we did not need it. And we went and dug up our bottle. We passed the bottle around and talked like men. We swore and dared each other to take bigger drinks. When we went to our homes, we were all drunk. We were terribly afraid our parents would catch us. Especially Donnie, because his dad was mean. I tried not to breathe when I went home, and I gave as short an answer as possible to all questions. I passed the parent test fine. I was lying in bed. The room seemed to be spinning, happy that I had fooled my parents, when the phone rang. I heard my dad answer it. He was talking, saying something about me. Then my dad came in and asked me if I had been drinking alcohol during the evening. I said, as though morally offended, "No, of course. I haven't been drinking. Why do you ask?" He told me Donnie's dad just telephoned and said he was awakened by someone beating on his front door. He opened the door and saw Donnie standing on the front porch, swaying a little. The front door wasn't locked, so he asked Donnie why he knocked. But Donnie yelled, "Hi Dad, I'm home!" and puked Green Label Jack Daniels all over the front of his dad's pajamas. How stupid. If he had not knocked and had just gone into his house and gotten into bed, he would not have been caught. Donnie never could hold his liquor.